You are listening to Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and we now say hello to David Cowan. He's the Chief Public Spaces Officer for the Downtown Detroit Partnership. David, welcome to the show.
Ann, thank you so much, as always, for having me on.
You know, I can't believe that we are going to be talking about the 22nd annual Detroit Tree Lighting. It's almost here, David.
It is. It's one of my favorite traditions of the entire year, where over 100,000 of our closest friends show up at Campus Martius Park to light up a 62-foot Michigan-grown Norway spruce, which takes center stage, officially kicking off Detroit's holiday season.
So let's talk about this spruce, Michigan-grown Norway spruce. Tell us more.
Yeah, so this year's tree comes from Miesic, Michigan. So it's just a little bit north of Cadillac and just south of Traverse City. So As you know, we work with our friends and partners at Dutchman Tree Farms every year to scout the perfect tree for Campus Martius. There's a lot of criteria that goes into picking the tree that's going to work on such a complicated stage at Campus Martius. It has to be a single trunk tree, has to be pretty full, and single trunk with lots of fresh branches to infill. So it's a great opportunity to find the perfect tree.
How big is it?
It is 62 feet this year.
Oh my gosh. Is that a little bit bigger than last year, a little bit smaller? Give us the details on that.
It is bigger than last year, but about the same size as 2 years ago. So really exceptional pick. And we'll see what it looks like when it arrives in downtown Detroit. We'll be thrilled to see it.
It's kind of a lot of pressure because everybody's looking at it. Do you go and do the picking? Do you have a team? How does that work?
I do. I go every year and work with our team on the ground. If you can believe it, there's about 12 people that work over the course of 10 days from when the tree is harvested to it actually lighting. So it is an impressive feat of engineering. There's 25,000 sparkling lights, a 9.5-foot star, and hundreds of oversized ornaments. They look like beach balls, and because the tree is that big in the downtown skyline, it's a bit of forced perspective if you're looking at it amid the backdrop of the park. And certainly, you know, when you see it in the field, it looks massive, but when you see it downtown Detroit, it blends right in.
So it's got to be kind of a big deal just to get it here. How do you do that?
So when it's harvested, it's actually craned and laid on a oversized flatbed and is escorted from northern Michigan over 200 miles to downtown Detroit, where it is met by another crane and lifted onto a giant plinth tree platform on top of the Woodward Fountain, where it will then get decorated just in time for the big night on November 21st. And we're thrilled to be able to light it up with so many partners here this year in downtown Detroit.
And how many different lights did you say?
25,000 multicolor LED lights. Of course, DTE Foundation's our sponsor, so they help us light up this beautiful tree every year, and we're proud to keep this tradition going for the community.
Oh, it's really incredible. So tell us about this year's program. What's it going to look like, David Cowan?
Oh, well, it's a star-studded lineup on stage and ice. We're proud to announce breakout multi-platinum country artist Breland, who's going to headline, and he's going to be accompanied by rising pop star Natalie Jane, who's going to open the show. Of course, that's music talent. They're also joined by the Urban Art Orchestra, Motown's Hitsville Next program is going to perform, Grosse Pointe Theater, the Cass Technical High School Madrigals Choir, and then that's just on stage. Then we have the full program on the rink with Olympian figure skaters Paulina Edmonds, who's going to be joined by Emmanuel Savory and Chloe Felton.
Oh, it's really something else. And then on top of that, you've got holiday shopping, you've got giveaways, you've got food trucks, you even have a visit from Santa. Talk a little bit about all of the other things associated with this event.
Yeah, and you know, 22 years ago, it was really about lighting up the tree, but
sure,
now it's become a multiple, you know, day festival, really. The rink opens up the day after tree lighting to the public. The markets kick off. There's shopping. There's dining opportunities. Of course, the Cadillac Lodge, which everyone loves, is back again this year. And we're so happy that, Sites like Hudson's Detroit are opening, and there's more retail, there's more momentum going on around the downtown Detroit district. You'll see construction going on around the park this year on the brand new Cosm development, which we're really excited about. So Campus Martius District is definitely getting recognized, and a lot of new amenities are coming to the heart of Detroit.
Talk more to David Cowan, Chief Public Spaces Officer for the Downtown Detroit Partnership, about the shopping. I just think these shops are so cool.
Yes, so they're every year the Downtown Detroit markets appear at Cadillac Square, and it showcases the best of small businesses and vendors that rotate throughout every single year. Everything from gifts for your pet to gifts for your brother, cousin. I mean, there's something for everybody at the markets. Really fun small business opportunity that's made possible with our partners at Bedrock and the Gilbert Family Fund in TechTown Detroit. And yeah, it's become a staple. It's sort of our own version of a Christmas market here in downtown Detroit.
Such a great idea. What are some of the other things going on during the holidays downtown this year?
Oh, there's so much to do and see. I mean, there's over a million lights. So if you come downtown, make sure you work in our 19 public spaces into your downtown holiday lighting tour. Everything from Beacon Park, there's the children's tree returning over there this year, a 25-foot tree that is set amid a full interactive display of holiday lights. And of course, Lumen has their popular chalet dining out front again. And really, it's just about being able to walk around and take in the holiday season. Maybe stop at the new, Apple Store or Tecovas, but shop local and small, as well. So we want people to make downtown Detroit the destination, not just for shopping, but also for retail and dining.
It sounds like it's going to be bigger and better than ever, David.
I think so. So 115,000 was the record from last year at tree lighting. We'll see what it's like this year, but of course we want to remind everyone to, if you're planning to come on November 21st in person, and of course you can watch at home as well on WDIV Local 4, but if you're planning to come in person, arrive early because like the NFL draft, Ann, once capacity is reached, the gates will not reopen that night. So it's important if you're coming down to give yourself plenty of time, make a day of it even, do some shopping, go out to eat, and then join us for the tree lighting.
You don't need tickets or anything. You just need to get there early enough to get inside, right?
Absolutely. Yes, it's free and open to all, made possible by the generous support of DTE Foundation, other partners like Bank of America, Lexus. So we're very proud to keep this tradition free and open to the public. But yes, it just requires getting there a little early and finding the perfect spot.
How far out can you be to still see some of the action? I mean, it's a huge tree, a gazillion lights. You don't really have to be right in front to actually see it, right?
That's right. And we have six video walls pointed at
Oh, that's
every spoke
cool.
and wheel of Campus Martius Park. So you can see what's happening on the ice and on the stage. And you'll still have that spectacular view of the tree lighting. So no need to be right in the thick of it if you're adverse to crowds. But certainly there's plenty of viewing opportunities, both live at the park and at home on WDIV Local 4.
And what's the timing on this? So it's Friday, November 21st. What's the best time and what, first of all, what's the best time to get there? You say give yourself plenty of time, couple of hours. What time is the actual lighting?
So the event is from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.,
Okay.
and the lighting happens during the show, which is between 7 and 9 p.m. So right after dark, but definitely suggest for those coming down, get there for sure by 5:30. We expect capacity to be reached in the 6 o'clock hour, and away we go on kicking off the holiday season.
And David, I think this event kicks off the holidays, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It really is when all of downtown Detroit turns on their lights. So it's not just about Campus Martius Park. It really is
Oh.
about downtown becoming aglow. It's a full campaign to remind people why downtowns and urban centers are so important for community and to come together. And we're proud at the Downtown Detroit Partnership, our full team, to keep this tradition going now 22 years strong.
It's awesome. David Cowan, Chief Public Spaces Officer for the Downtown Detroit Partnership. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Ann.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, a great conversation with the CEO of Rocket.